From the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Hey, kids.
Hey.
Hey. When I was a kid, I used to say, my mom would say, hay's for horses. She said, hay's for horses. Okay. Well, good morning. It's Open Phones, 13 July, 2018. This is Patrick Timpone, and what's shaking bacon? Well, I'm sure glad I'm just your congenial radio host and not an expert on these things, because I tell you what, sometimes that is playing with this body and figuring it out is just a trip. It's pretty cool. Every time I think I really, I'm on to something for sure, right? Well, you know, whatever. Some great find or some great whatever. It usually only lasts a couple days and says, well, no, maybe that's not it. But I'm sure you're going through the same thing, so we're in it together, because you have a body, and I have a body, and we all got bodies, so we figure out how to do them. That's what, that's probably the main thrust of our shows here, is we talk about spiritual and physical health, well-being, mostly physical, but a lot of spiritual stuff here, especially on Open Phones, because it's my real passion. Someday when I don't have a physical body, it's going to really be more fun. You'll have to drag this thing around. Eh? Drag it around. But we're doing good, and you're doing good. I get your emails, and I appreciate your ongoing support and for the show, and just nice emails I get. And it's really, really means a lot. And so you guys are cool. So we are in it together, and we chatted up on Friday. You can be a chatter, a chatty. Would that be a chatty or a chatter? Okay, here comes Doodle. Oh, Joe. Yeah, you can be a chatty at...
What are you doing, kid? We just start the show. You want to do it? Okay. You're so silly. You're such a good girl.
888-663-6386.
Were you out running around?
It's warm out there already. Can you hear? 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. It's a phone number, and that's the email. And you can participate any way you like. Or just hang back and have some tea or coffee. Or, man, it's been so long since I've had coffee. I just don't know what I'd do with it. Probably just go bonkers and have some fun. I could go down the middle of the show and make some, but I don't even have any things ground up there. Yeah, I've been having so much fun with getting up in the middle of the night a lot that I thought the last thing I need is coffee. You know? So I haven't been doing any of that. I've got some coffee, the one from Shen Blossom today. That's C-O-F-F-E-E. Got a little bit of that. But it's yum. Put some chocolate in there and Ken Roll is funny. I'm going to talk to him on Monday about it. Did you hear him the other day? He said, why? He said, I just don't think cacao is a superfood. I just don't think cacao is a superfood. And I kind of questioned him. He said, well, I just ate 58 pounds of it, and I just didn't think it was a superfood. So I'm going to question him more on what he did. But I do. I think it's a great food. I think it's just terrific. It's really fun. I mean, you can... Sometimes I do a colostrum and some cacao and some goat's milk, not goat's milk, but whatever you call it, coconut milk and just a little bit of maple syrup, and you mix that up in your what do you call that thing I got? The bullet? David Wolf thing, whatever that bullet thing is. And the magic bullet or ultra bullet or super bullet or what do we have? And man, it's all frothy and tastes like chocolate milk or a chocolate milkshake. I just think it's quite, you know, you get a little kick from it. I can feel a little cacao. Sometimes, most of the times you get this powder. You can get it online or in your hippie store. They have organic raw cacao. It's just a raw cacao beans and no sugar in there. And so that's really a nice way to do it. If you do the cobalamin tonic, a la Adam Bergstrom, that's a nice thing to have, you know, the cacao and the coffee and the maple syrup. It's kind of a supercharged thing here. Adam Bergstrom, he could probably put cobalamin tonic in our search engine on One Radio Network, and I bet you'd find a bunch of stuff, because I'm sure he's written a lot about it. And that's Adam's blog I'm talking about. Adam Bergstrom has a blog every few days on One Radio Network. He's really cool. So it's COB, cobalamin tonic. Is that how you spell it? Let's see. If you don't spell it right, our search engine goes, there you go. All kinds of things that come up. Oh, I thought there'd be more on his blog, but maybe I'm not spelling it right. Anyway, so there's also some really cool cacao you can get from Central America. I told you about it some time ago. It comes in these pound bricks, kind of wrapped in gold paper, and you can shave it off with your knife and then use that. And that's even more potent, I think, than the powder, because you're going right to the, they haven't powdered it up. And I suspect it loses a little mojo after you powdered it up, but I don't know that for sure. I don't know anything for sure, except that I'm here. Well, my body's here, where I'm at. No telling. Kind of a strange night, but we're good. June writes in, oh, I'd like to order the rebounder, the quarter fold, please. Well, we'll hook you up. Yeah, we have a sale. June's in Nebraska. And thanks, June. We have a sale, $3.39 for the quarter fold and $2.99 for the half fold, which is really cool. Can't put it in print. They don't want us to. But they'll let us do it this way, kind of like the sauna. So we make less commission. That's fine. I'd rather sell a few more than not sell any. We weren't selling many rebounders. I thought, well, let's see if we can do a sale. And this quarterfold is pretty cool. And you go to reboundair.com. You can look at the quarterfold. They call it the ultimate. And then the one that we sell all the time, you can get that for $2.99. That's a great one, too, that's the half fold. And if you got the extra cash and you just want to go for the quarter fold, and the $3.39 is not a problem for you, if you got the cash flow, yeah, I think I'd do that. It's just a much, you know, it's just a stronger, more powerful, well, I don't know, powerful, but stronger and better built rebounder. But they all have a lifetime warranty, so what the hey? What the hey? You'll be fine either way. So just email me like June did, and we'll rock and roll with it. Patrick@oneradionetwork.com. I would like to talk to you this morning because I'm kind of empty. Just kind of. Now's land. We sat out in the sun this morning. Got a few notes. Don't have a lot of things planned, but we do always have plenty of emails. But love to hear from you and tell me about your life, anything you want to talk about. And the phone number, just dial that puppy up, 888-663-6386, 888-663-6386, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Well, we had some fun guests this week, huh, didn't we? We did. Of course, I don't even recall who they were now. I don't do time, but... Oh, Tom Lowe, the ozone guy, he was here on Monday. Oh, no, that was... Yeah, on Monday. Then we had Martin Paul. Boy, that was pretty trippy, wasn't it? The EMF guy, and then the vaccine guy, the vaccine man. Oh, the attorney, yeah, the attorney that was getting beat up by the North Carolina Bar Association. But Martin Paul, and I've mentioned him to a few people on the air, and they all say, oh yeah, we know Professor Paul, so evidently he's a good one, and boy, he sure sounded like it. And if you haven't heard the show, if you're near cell phone towers, you probably don't even listen to it. You'll probably get depressed, so don't do it. The way he describes how it screws up the cell membrane and the channel blocker, the calcium channel blocker thing and all that stuff. And, oh, my goodness. Yeah, and he's got the science behind it, so these things are just not good. So stay away from them if you can. We're due to have Dave Stetzer back on. I used to know the exact number that Dave thought that it was a reasonable thing that you wouldn't be getting blasted with your RF meter, but that number escapes me at the moment. I have it in my notes somewhere in my little box of meters. I carry that thing around when I have gone to some people's homes and checked it out. But yeah, it's a big challenge, but... You know, there is lots of different things we can do. And I think that the numero uno, you know me, when I think about these things, is even if I was living like 20 feet from a cell phone tower, I would just figure out a way how to spiritually just get to the point where, no, it's not going to bother me. And I think that would be your best thing. Not that you want to move near a cell phone tower. I mean, you know, no. Don't push fate, you know. But really, I think that does a lot. Does a lot. It really does. And you can do different spiritual exercises and put your house in a white light and put yourself in a white light or whatever you want to do. And if you don't think these things work, they really do. And they just do. Because what we're doing when we do those things, we're actually creating a light or creating a shield, or some people put up a mirror, things like that, on the astral plane or different planes in our imagination, and they work. I mean, because these things are all involved in physical reality, so it does work, and it does work. So you can do that, and then know that you're just going to be fine. And then, you know, that's the number one thing. And then there's, we have these tools like the Blue Shield and Ken Rolla's thing, and then that's extra added attraction. That's like putting a cherry on the top of your white light or your shield or your mirror, whatever you want to do, whatever feels comfortable for you. You can either create different sounds, right? Create different sounds that whenever you think about, whenever your mind comes up with, man, you're just about 58 feet from a cell phone tower here. Whenever your mind presents that thought, rather than getting into that thought, whenever the mental, whenever you get up in the mental realm, you just you could chant a particular sound that's pleasant to you, and that along with the imagination, that even makes it even stronger. So there's really kind of tools, and then we're learning a lot from Wayne Blakely, and Wayne's going to be here on Tuesday. And he suggests, and he says that he can, and he sent me some stuff, and I haven't read it yet, that this C60, carbon 60, C60, actually protects the cells from this stuff. And that's one of the things why it's so magical, and it's time and coming. And, you know, boy, now that's pretty cool. And we have a couple C60s we are promoting. Bob Greska's one, C-60. It's on the front page. Use promo code 1RADIO. And if you're first time to buy that one, you can see it on the top front of the page. It's a good one. Doodle and I have gone through about 3 or 4 bottles, and it's in oil, and he says his technology is far superior to a lot of them, so that's cool. Carbon 60, and you can just click on the front page. Use promo code ONERADIO if you want to. I think it gives a little discount first timers. And then also then Wayne Blakely, he has his version, and if you go into our store or just click on a thing, it's called the perfect molecule. So a couple of things. So you know, there you could, you have some tools there if you're getting blasted, as they say, from electromagnetic fields. And so there's always a way. It's one of my favorite sentences. There's always a way. Always.
Starving for vitality, we're turning to energy drinks, stimulants, and pharmaceuticals to try to improve our focus, increase our metabolism, rescue our sex drive, and adapt to the stresses of modern day living. Each year, an elk sheds its impressive antlers, regenerating an even larger set the following year. These velvet antlers have been a revered traditional medicine for thousands of years. Elk antler harnesses the adaptogenic and highly regenerative growth factors from this natural and ethical resource into a concentrated, bioavailable extraction. Its revitalizing effects span bone, muscle, and nerve support, improve metabolism, cellular repair, sexual potency, anti-inflammation, vascular strengthening, and hormone production. Humanely harvested from free-range U.S. elk, extracted in organic alcohol, and protected in Miron glass, our elk antler is available in 3 strengths to restore your vitality at any level.
Yeah, baby. Same place it has pine pollen, one of my favorite substances I've taken pretty much every day. I don't know, 10 years or so? Don't I look strong? Oh, we don't have a camera. And pine pollen and colostrum, shaga reishi, and the new one, the K2 thing. It's called Daylight Concentrate. D3K2, that's a Sirthrival. Boy, that's really tasty. And you get the K2 and the D3. It's a very reasonable thing to take. Any Sirthrival link. Previously, we talked with Brandon Amalani about his Blue Shield product to protect against EMFs in your home.
The more connected we are, the more electromagnetic radiation we're going to have. So years ago, I'd play with Q-Links and just anything I can get my hands on that, whether I felt it working or not, I just wanted some kind of leverage against electromagnetic radiation and those frequencies and how they affect the cellular biology. But then when I met Mark and started really getting deep to his technology and really looking at the microprocessing technology, I've never found any EMF company that would not only to test on not only human blood and urine analysis, but also on animals, which totally weeds out the idea of placebo effect. I mean, the fact that you can plug these devices into a chicken farm, a factory farm, for about 15,000 laying hens, and all of a sudden the mortality rate, which is averages from 60 to 150 deaths per month, goes down to 0. I mean, it's pretty profound that a little device, a little energy device, could actually like create such a harmony and balance within the environment, to where claustrophobic chickens that are crammed in together actually get along better and actually feel better, and the biological markers are improved over that 1 year study.
There's quite a bit of science with this Blue Shield product. You can see the ad on the front page. Promo code ONERADIO will get you a 10% discount. This works on the cells in the body. Very cool technology. Front page, Blue Shield, OneRadioNetwork.com.
You heartbreaker.
Version of Moon River from Breakfast at Tiffany's. Remember this? Yeah. 13 July. Here we are, Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. OneRadioNetwork.com. You've had some success with the Living Streams probiotics and your colon function. Would you mind sharing what probiotics you're taking? It's on my notes here. The colon thing is like just out of control. I just need to back off or something. These things are really strong. The last couple of days, it's like, holy cow, you know, don't get too far away from a bathroom. And I said, where is this stuff coming from? I mean, I'm only 125 pounds here. So yeah, I don't know. So you just want to be careful with it. These things are really strong. I'm doing a lot of them, so it wouldn't help me to tell you. I'm just probably doing too much actually, but you know, if you're just going to start, I would do the Living Streams probiotics, the Living Minerals, and maybe the Bifido. You could start with those three. And if you wanted to, try the C60 product, the Perfect Molecule, you could get those four, and man, you'd be, you know, and just go with the directions and just start with a few drops and work your way up and you'll be fine. It just makes sense when the bacteria getting happy and start to multiply and make baby bacteria and all of this stuff, that the colon function is going to increase and everything. And it's just so exciting to think about 80% of our immune system is in our gut, right? So whether you buy Living Streams or whatever, if you want to get another kind, just, you know, get some probies. And, I would do, some people like to do a Greek yogurt, and you can get your favorite probiotics and dump them in there and mix them up, and they'll make babies and kind of multiply them, and they'll make grandkids and great-grandkids. And that's a nice way to do it. And, if you just want to get some at the hippie food store, some capsules, just get some with many, many strains. Dr. Dannenberg yesterday, he made some pretty bold statements about probiotics and said that 90% was it 90 or 95% of those in capsules and never make it through your intestinal tract. We know the Living Streams does because the way that they're engineered, they're living, and they do. I'll ask Wayne exactly why they make it through, and if Dannenberg is correct, Dr. Dannenberg, that 90% of the stuff out there in capsules don't make it through. I find that hard to believe. I don't think people wouldn't be buying that many probies, would they, if they were all not getting through? So I don't necessarily, you know, that didn't resonate all that clear with me. But you never know. I mean, I don't know where these folks get these kind of things, and I didn't question them on that exactly. Should have. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Probies, probies, probies. Yeah, 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 yeah. Pick up, Patrick. There it is. Probies, probies. Do you know where I can buy a non-activated charcoal natural? Amazon has non-activated charcoal bricks. But is that safe to ingest? Sorry to bother you. No bother. That's why I'm here, Jerry from Oregon. Yeah, I'm not. I think the toxin buster. I think it's a C60. But there's also non-activated charcoal, right? Isn't there? And then there's also C60. So, I would just do Amazon or wherever your favorite place to shop. And we don't do stuff in the store anymore. So, And they have a non-activated and it was funny. We were doing some of this toxin buster stuff, months ago. Remember, we had it in the store. I didn't even realize it was C60. I just thought it was non-activated charcoal. So, yeah, we always learn stuff, don't we? But yeah, and theoretically, or on paper, folks will say, you know how folks are, they say things. Folks will say then that you don't want to do the activated charcoal every day. But you can do the C60 or the non-activated, and also C60. You can do that every day if you want. That's what they say, and you know who they are. Doug and Mel, they know. Doug and Mel know. They know what's going on. Doug does. Mel does. Without Doug and Mel, what would we do? Then yesterday, Dr. Al Danneberger, he definitely had some ideas on the Dr. Ellie's protocol that he didn't think were cool, which is fine. Everybody's got different opines. And I liked Dr. Danneberger. I thought he was real fun. Dentist of 44 years, certified functional medicine guy. But he doesn't like the fluoride thing, which I understand. But then he also suggested that the closest would be killing all good guys too. So I'm not sure about that. One would have to do all your research to find out if you're doing the closest. I don't think it does, but he may be right. I thought it just brought more oxygen. But he was suggesting that if you kill anything, then you mess up the whole microbiome. But that's been Dr. Ellie's whole platform from the beginning, that she doesn't kill stuff. So with her thing, so if your head's spinning, me too, so don't worry about it. We could Google it. I wonder if they put it in there. Test closest, kill good bacteria. Well, it's in Google. Somebody's asked the question. This is from Just for Teeth, so I don't know how accurate, but I'll read what it says here. Actually, it came up first in Google, so probably don't trust it. Let's go down. I'll read it. Closest kills germs and volatile sulfur compounds at the source, so you get an oral health system that kills bacteria, that causes plaque, eliminates bad breath, reduces bleeding, inflamed gums, provides many other benefits. Here's another one. Here's a question from Dr. Ellie. Well, let's read what she says. Somebody asked her, starting using your system, what happens with the good bacteria? Works as a prebiotic, the xylitol. Did she mention closest? She said, I've been using my system for over 30 years. Has never needed a cleaning. My mouth feels wonderful every day. Not alone by this. And I've seen her. She does look great. Her teethies look great. Things that make you go, aw. Closest is not your normal oral healthcare. Another website, some toothpaste and oral rinses have ingredients that can do more harm than good. Closest products never contain alcohol, sulfates, pH balance to make a difference. Yeah. So I don't know. I was thinking about a miracle mineral supplement, which is chlorine dioxide, right? I mean, that's chlorine dioxide. That's what closest is. So I wonder, all the people that did the MMS for this and that really worked, were they wiping out all the good guys too? Curious minds want to know. Are there any new treatments, writes Brenda, new treatments that you know about for prostate cancer that's possibly metastasized to the bone? Who would you go to for treatment if you were in need? Well, I don't do medical advice, and I am not a doctor, so I'm not really qualified to even answer this. I can just give you my opinion as a layperson, is that I've heard from people, and with all the people we've talked to over the years, I can repeat a lot of the stuff that I've learned and take that for what it's worth. But we've been told that over the years, and you can do the research and see if it's true, that guys that come up with prostate cancer that do nothing, they generally die of something else, not the prostate cancer. I don't know if that's true, but I've heard that many times. If that's true, that's curious. If it were me, you said if you were in need, if it were me, I sure wouldn't let anybody be poking around down there for sure. They want to do biopsies and stuff like that. Just my opinion for myself. Your husband, of course, Brenda, will do, or boyfriend or whatever, will do what they want, and it's their body, so they get to do what they want. I wouldn't let anybody poke around on me. And the cancer cells are really a big, you know, it's kind of a global issue, in my opinion, what we've learned over these 35 years that I've been studying it. So I think the body makes cancer cells, in my opinion, because we get a lot of different things out of whack. And, you know, that's the whole package, right? You know, from dietary and exercise and chemicals, things like glyphosates and processed foods, you know, all that stuff, bad fats, trans, you know, the dietary is a huge thing. And then, of course, stress is just major. That's like number one. Relationships. And just relationships in general, and then stress, and that's even different. And so, you know, you put all those things together, and your organs might get kind of backed up, colon and liver and stuff like that, from living on planet Earth, which goodness knows how we got here and got into this deal, huh? Wow. What were we thinking? It was in the fine print. Oh, you didn't see it? I didn't either. Listen, if you come down and do this body thing again, there's going to be a lot of challenges out there. And, you know, by the time you reach 2010 or 2000, that you're going to have to deal with. So are you in? Okay. Whatever. Do I need to go? Yeah. So why'd you ask? Wow. Just wanted to be nice. Do I need to go back? So that's the kind of thing to Brenda that I'd be thinking about, for this person you're asking about, whoever they are, you know, really look at the big picture and start doing all those things as much as you can, and you'd be surprised what the body will do. I mean, I'm an eternal optimist when it comes to cancer cells. I think they'll just stay away and not develop, no matter how much they. I mean, we've had just too many stories, and the way I understand the way the body works, and when you really start believing that you're getting better, and you know you're getting better, and you believe you're getting better, and then you're doing a lot of things on the physical too, and they all converge in a perfect storm like the Bermuda Triangle at some point, and you know the body just starts ditching whatever it doesn't need. It just works like that. It's the way God set it up, and God's cool. You know, that's cool. So yeah, that's what I would work on. Now, some specific things too. We've heard so much about pumpkin seeds. Remember pumpkin seeds? Yeah, so if I had any kind of prostate stuff going on, or a friend of mine said, what do you do about prostate stuff? I would go on our website. Here's a little shameless plug, but these are great. It's a great oil. It's pumpkin seed oil by Andreas Seed Oils, with virtually no oxidation, or like, I think the last time they checked on was like 0.003 or something, a couple of them, like none, and because of the way he presses them with no heat or no friction, or little or no friction. And pumpkin seeds have been just classically known for the prostate. So I just really would pony up on that if it were me. And then what's the classic one? You know which one, right? The classic thing, saw palmetto. And then, you know, and then I think the pumpkin seeds has the zinc. And then, and then you could do massages and things like that too. And so those are some things to think about. If it were my prostate. Okay, here's our phone number, 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Do you still take sulfur and from Gloria, and how much do you take? I do. I don't take it every day, but take it pretty much a lot. And I generally do about a teaspoon or so. Slosh it down with some water. Sometimes I put some in Doodle's water, and sometimes she'll drink it, and sometimes she says, no, I don't want it. So it's kind of hit and miss. I wouldn't put it in your pet's water every day. I would have them give them a separate bowl so they can take it if they want. But it really is a good product, and we have a good one. Just pure sulfur. So yeah, I think the proper dosage, if you want to get proper, who wants to get proper? It's Friday. Is one teaspoon per 100 pounds. So about a teaspoon of sulfur. I'm a 125 pounder, but if you weigh 150 pounds, you could do a teaspoon and a half or 200 pounds, but it doesn't hurt. It's just gonna leave with the breeze, which you don't need, in my opinion. Okay, what's going on in your life? Want to chat it up? Call me. Call me irresponsible. Call me irresponsible. Oh, something I wanted to tell you about. There's something I've been doing now and again, and is giving Doodle a couple of the milk thistle. We like the Eclectic Institute. You can get that through Amazon or I don't know if they sell it at the hippie food store. Eclectic Institute, milk thistle, and then they also have the Silly Mirin. I call it Silly Mirin. S-I-L-Y-M-I-R-N. So that's a substance of milk thistle. So you're getting the milk thistle and the Silly Mirin. And it's Eclectic Institute. And it's organic and very affordable. You get a big bottle, I think 180. Pretty small caps too. So you can pop them down. And if you wanted to give your doggie those things, I think it's a very reasonable thing to do. I mean, I wouldn't do it every day forever, but I know, just play around with it. You could do a couple every day for 10 or 15, 20 days and go off 30 days and do it some more, or do it two or three times a year. Just use your intuition on that one. And I think it's a reasonable thing to do in 2018 with some of the challenges these four-legged kids have, you know, with walking around in the park and, you know, who knows what they spray and stuff like that. There's no reason in the world why to help your liver kind of keep happy for your doggies. Don't you think? I mean, do you think? Have you had any experience? I mean, who would know? You just kind of give it to them and move on and say, okay, liver, be happy. Don't worry, be happy, liver. Don't worry, be happy. I get some really nice, boy, this is a favorite thing to do. I get some really nice, of fat from a natural pig farmer at the farmer's market. And he doesn't use chemicals at all. And he doesn't even use GMO or soy in his feed when he feeds. I mean, that's pretty cool. That's a clean old piggy. Anyway, so he makes some fat, and I get some from him. And so if you want to give your canine some pills like the milk thistle, you can just, you know, get a little teaspoon, half a teaspoon, and it's kind of gooey, and just plug them in there, you know, put them in there and wrap them up to one big, you know, ball of little fat, And Doodle, she just plops it right down because she loves it. So, and your dog will get used to it. And it's a nice way to put capsules rather than put them in their food. And sometimes they taste the herbs and they don't want them. They say, no, I don't want that. And so that's a nice way to do capsules. And you can do that with, all kinds of different things. Do you have any favorite things that you have tried with your doggy that you'd like to share with us? That you've seen some kind of good things or you just feel good about? That's worth it too, that you just feel good about it. That's worth the price of admission. Why don't you call or email and let us know if you give some fun things to your doggy. 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Andy Goss, a good friend of mine. I met Andy in the early 90s. Saw him on TV and he just blew me away with this stuff. And I called him and we've been friends ever since. Just our friendship grew and we began starting doing radio shows, I think in 1998. Man, that's 20 years. At an Austin station, and so got to know him, and he's just a good man, very solid, just cool. Well, he has a coin company called SDL, and if you've ever wondered about numismatic coins, just real American money, and want to, start putting a little bit away, or just buy one coin and dip your toe in the water, they're really fun and cool and easy to handle and affordable. And it's a nice way to have gold in your portfolio, or whatever your portfolio is. It's just a really cool way to do it, because they have numismatic value, and then you can get more coins that are just mainly silver and gold. Most of it, the values in that, and they're even less expensive. And then you have gold and silver, and we think that's going to go up pretty good someday. Of course, we've been thinking of it has for a few years, but it's up to 1,300, which is, 1,242 this morning. Yeah, the dollar's on a tear. Not sure about this dollar thing. Crazy. They're loving Donald Trump. They're loving what the president's doing, so people keep investing in the dollar. Well, it's not just his policies, but the world's currencies, they're printing like the dollar, people are. And so, as Andy says, the dollar is the cleanest dirty shirt. So people love the dollar around the world, so it's pretty strong, very, very strong right now. Be a good time. Let's go to Italy. You wanna? I think the euro is about, $1.30? Man, we could have a party at $1.30. How much is the euro? Wow, that can't be possible. $1.17? Oh, I know we're going now. $1.17. I'll be done. Yeah, $1, you get 0.85 euros, man. The old dollar go really long way. Yeah, I mean, I remember it was 160, and then a few years ago, it was 140. Last year, it got down to about $1.12. Now it's at $1.17. We could eat our way through Italy for practically nothing. Well, I'll say that. Yeah, that's pretty. Because most of the rates you get there, like in restaurants and stuff like that, as I understand it, kind of based on the model. Well, they don't really care. They just get euros. They use euros and they buy stuff in euros. And so, I mean, they do, well, yeah, the dollar just goes a longer way when it's $1.17. So, good time to go to Europe this summer. Let's go. We could just eat our way through Italy. What do you think? Of course, then we'd have to eat grains, and nobody likes grains anymore, so that's no fun. Well, we'd have to, we'd have to stop listening to those people for at least 2 weeks, erase all that our grains are going to kill you out of your subconscious, and then go to Italy. We could do a whole, you know what I mean? We could just, that's what we do. Just erase them. You can do that, you know? Erase the subconscious. Yep, put stuff in there, erase it, do whatever you want with it. I can talk about that if you like. Are you awfully quiet this morning? Plenty of you are listening. What's up? You know, just have a little cobalamin tonic and then call me. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. All right, where are we here? Somebody sent me this. I'm kind of curious. Bacterial, I don't even know how to pronounce it. Oh, they're using drug resistant so I need to read this. Let me read this thing first. Because I can't pronounce this thing and I don't. PHAGE therapy, which is friendly bacteria that these bacteria get inside there and then break up the in the message thing they say another little sales point for Living Streams. Oh, they break up the superbugs. Oh, they get in there and blow them up. How we doing? Researchers found that probiotics containing multiple bacteria strains were the most effective in fighting against C. difficile. You know that one? That's a tough one. D-I-F-F-I-C-I-L-E. Especially virulent superbug. Bacteriophage. I guess that's how you pronounce it. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Hold on, I'm listening to Patrick on the radio.
Yeah, don't listen to that guy. He has no idea what he's talking about.
I'm starting to wonder, for real.
Hello, Robert. How are you feeling there, kid?
Well,
really? That good, huh?
Yes, no, maybe.
Are you going to yes, no, maybe, Robert? What's going on?
Well, I just thought I'd check in and see.
Nothing special. You just checked in to save the show.
Well, the old saying you always say, it's not what we know. What we know is just ain't so. So I'm not sure we knew was so and what we need to change.
I see. Yeah, that's the old Mark Twain line, right?
What's up with the fluoride? You still using it?
No, see. I got off the fluoride about a couple months ago. I've been talking about it. See, you don't listen. You never listen to me, Robert. You just never listen to me.
Hold on. Comment on that. I probably listened to this show more than anybody in the world.
I know. Well, how come you didn't know I was off of fluoride?
Well, it's hard to listen to it exactly all the time. Meaning, I got up. I had to do a few things. I put the show on. I put the laundry.
You're forgiven. You're forgiven.
And actually, I was thinking, you really got to be tolerant as a guest show, right? Because you go through probably a whole spiel of what happened, and then someone calls in and says, what about this? And you're like, I just talked about that, you know?
That's all right. Yeah.
I do listen to it a lot, but I mean, I'm not perfect. I can't listen to everything.
No, you're perfect, Robert. I just like the way you are. You're just perfect. Really, you're good. No,
months ago, you got off.
Yeah, a couple months ago, I don't know. It was just kind of an intuitive thing. I said, you know, I think I could get the same results by doing what I caution you not to do, you know, is mess with the program. And I just didn't like the idea. I kept hearing a lot of stuff from Wayne about the fluoride, you know, Robert, with the pineal gland and stuff, and that's a big one. So I just thought, no, I don't want to do any fluoride. And so my dentist, Dr. Nelly, was very happy I made that decision. He said, well, I think you made the right decision there. So, yeah, so that's it.
Well, I like the way you said intuitively, and I guess intuitively, if all we would have listened to was Dr. E, without hearing Nunley and Wayne and then the dentist yesterday, all these guys are piling up. But I tell you what, I just brushed my teeth with some Crest.
Yeah.
And my teeth's been looking better than ever.
Good.
I think the cavities are kept in check.
When you say better than ever, what do you mean? Just gums and everything?
Gums are getting better.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah.
And I had this one crown on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Cerac.
Mm-hmm.
Which was what like Dr. Bob Marshall recommended.
Mm-hmm.
And the tooth next to that was missing because I had a root canal in there. I had that out. So there's another tooth. So I have a gap there. Because I guess the calcium in the bone degenerates when you pull a tooth out, that gum was receding there. When the crown was put on, it was right up to the margin. Mm-hmm. And then it went down. And I could see like a big dark shadow there. Well, mm-hmm. that's almost back to normal after I start doing, I assume, what Dr. Ellie was recommending.
Have you done a protocol? Like, exactly, you're using all five products, or did you...
That's what I was just starting to say. I never did do it perfectly. I did it perfectly a few times, but intuitively, and this is intuitively, not hearing what other people were saying, I was thinking, you know, she said this is what she did. And you're thinking, like, well, why couldn't you use another fluoride? Why is it Crest? Well, there's no glycerin in Crest. And why couldn't you just switch it around a little bit, meaning, like... the Listerine. And the Listerine, some people wanted to use the organic Listerine where they had less ingredients in. So, I mean, I was just using some common sense, meaning don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Rather than quit everything, what I've been doing is just I'll brush with some Closest once in a while,
mm-hmm.
rinse with some Closest once in a while. I still like the Listerine, but I dilute it. Mm-hmm. Listerine's too strong for me. I do it 50-50.
Yeah.
So I'll just do it. I just floss, did a Listerine rinse, and then brushed with some Crest. I think the bottom line is, do the benefits outweigh the risk? I think I have weak enamel. I think I have cavity prone. I have some, not cavities, but they're called, there's a word for they use it, which starting to erode through.
Mm-hmm.
So in my case, I think for right now, the benefits outweigh the risk. But how do I know what it's doing to the pineal and teeth and all that stuff?
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah. So are you doing the ACT?
No, the ACT is kind of like probably putting sugar in a Coke already because the ACT was high fluoride.
Yeah. Well, you know, if your teeth are looking better and you're actually healing up gums and stuff, I mean, that's a big deal. You know, if I were, you know, I would encourage you just to keep doing what you're doing. Because you know what? She may be totally right about the fluoride. I'm not suggesting she's wrong. She may be totally right. I mean, she looks great. She's been doing it for, what, 30 years? Her teeth look like, wow. So she may be absolutely right that it's just not enough to worry about. I mean, Dr. Weil, you know, what's his name? Andrew Weil. He takes the same position as she does on fluoride, did a little bit of, if you wanted to do a fluoride toothpaste, he said it won't hurt you. So she may be absolutely right. I'm not suggesting she's wrong.
Right,
you know what I'm saying. So, you know, I wouldn't get all concerned about it too much. Just keep going with your intuition. And as long as it's still healing, I mean, phew. You know, I mean, things keep looking good. So, you know, it's a big deal to have your mouth thing happy, right? So, yeah.
Fluoride is a part of nature. It's in tea and other stuff. Now, if you're, that's the big unknown. Meaning.
Well, it's a different thing. The fluoride in tea is different, isn't it?
It's a different type, right?
Yeah.
And then it's in the water. You know, I remember Dr. Massey saying how he would take his iodine either before or after his shower because
oh,
bombarded with the iodine.
You know? I've seen Dr. Massey paint his whole body with iodine. He's an iodine monster.
Mm-hmm. And so I think it's the amount, depending on your body, your condition, and Dr. Ellis, she got a mind sharp as a tack, so I'm not sure how it's affecting her any. It doesn't seem to be, like you mentioned. And then the other thing, too, though, now, at the same time, when I start doing the fluoride and thinking about the bacteria, I used to rinse my mouth with hydrogen peroxide a lot. And so it could be me not rinsing my mouth with the peroxide, because when I did rinse with the peroxide, like the dentist was saying yesterday, you want that bacteria in your mouth. You just want the right balance.
Right.
He's even saying we want plaque. We just want healthy plaque.
Yeah, there is some healthy plaque. I think Dr. Ellie talked about that. No, I think you're onto something, and I think she made a good argument for hydrogen peroxide, because it kind of nukes everything. And
it does.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah, I wouldn't use. I am not interested in that. You know, on the toothpaste, though, I need to talk to her again, and because I'm sure she has a good response, but I never really got, after all this time, why the Crest toothpaste mattered. Well, I know. She liked it because it didn't have chalk, right? Didn't have chalk.
Glycerin.
No, our glycerin. That's why I think she liked it. But there's a lot of other natural toothpaste you can get without chalk or not a lot, but I found a couple. So, and you know, that could be one way you could ditch the fluoride. And then I'm not sure the ACT thing is necessary for me. I'm using this Pearlseum. Man, my teeth look better than ever using the ACT. You should try some of this stuff, man. Check it out.
What I was trying to say earlier, meaning she had her protocol, and I understand that's what worked, so she didn't want to start switching.
Right.
Like you said, that's what I was trying to say earlier. What's so special about the Crest? The Crest I like, but it's got dyes in there and other chemicals that I don't like. I don't think, you know, FDC blue or red is it really doing anything to the teeth, you know?
It doesn't have that in it, does it?
It's got some crazy ingredients in there that I don't like.
Oh, well.
They got to make it blue and taste good, you know?
Well, just keep doing what's working for you. What else here? So we don't want to spend half an hour on teeth here.
Well,
what else?
I think I need to do a kidney or liver gallbladder flush.
Ooh.
And I got some pain on my right side. I had gallstones in the past. Still got my gallbladder. I did a flush probably 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Hadn't done one since because I'm trying to find out what's going on. Meaning, remember when I called in and asked Dr. M? I said, Doc, these people. Showing these gallstones, the size of a golf ball. How are they getting them out?
Well, golf ball is a little exaggeration.
Yeah, I exaggerated.
Oh, yes, you did.
The size of a penny.
Okay, where are we going here? What you have a question?
And he said you can't get a marble down a bile duct. He said, you know, physiologically, it can't be done.
Who said that?
Dr. Massey.
Yeah, well, that's not true. I've seen, they came out of mine, and I saw them. I had pictures of them.
I know.
Okay, well, so, then.
Well, the thing is, you want to do a gallbladder flush, but you don't want to end up in an emergency room. That's what I'm trying to get
at. I see. Yeah, yeah.
I want to do one.
Well, what you want to do, okay, take a breath, You know, we don't have to get too complicated here. I got to keep things simple. If you want it, the safest thing, what I understand, what I've learned over the years, I don't do medical advice, so I'm not a doctor, is you want to make sure that they get kind of soft, right? And a liver gallbladder guy, Andreas Moritz, right?
Mm-hmm.
He talked about, and the classic way to do it is apple juice. It's the, what's that main ingredient in apple juice?
Phosphoric acid.
Malic acid, and then phosphood, which Dr. Jubb used to recommend. So why don't you go in and Google liver gallbladder flush on our website, and you're going to find so many shows, and you'll get Annie Jubb's way. She did it Dr. David Jebb the way he did it, Andreas Moritz, and other people. And then just...
You forgot the big guy. Hey, let's hold on. You forgot the big one. Who are you forgetting?
I don't know. Who?
Doc Sutter.
Oh, Dr. Sutter. See, he's another guy.
He's a big guy.
He's a big guy. He's done a $458 million. Of course, he uses Coca-Cola, which, you know...
That's what I was trying to get to. That's where my conversation was going. And I know...
Well, what do you want to know?
Any of them is better than none, but I was just curious what you think the latest one is.
I don't think there's a latest.
You did one a little while back, didn't you?
I don't think there's a latest. They've been doing these things for a long time, you know?
Which one did you do recently? You did one a little while back, if I'm not mistaken. I was listening to the show.
So yeah, I did. Nothing came out. It was...
How did you do it? Dr. Pepper.
I did have olive oil and grapefruit juice.
And the Epsom salts, you did the old standard one, right?
No, I didn't do any of that. The Epsom salts are supposed to relax the bile ducts and let the things move out more freely. But, so you could do that.
And you didn't do that, though.
No, I didn't. I do what I want.
I know, and that's what the original point of my question and conversation. Well, I started to ramble, you jumped in, and I just wanted to know what's going on, what have you done, and what do you think? Not medical advice.
Well, why didn't you just say that at the beginning? Okay, I'm just kidding. That's the classic. You know, the classic is using olive oil in either orange juice or grapefruit juice, and... depends on what time. Some people like to do in the afternoon. I've known people that have done it right before bed. There's a kabillion different ways to do it. Huh. I don't think there's a magic one that's the best. I mean, I just don't think so. You just got to figure out which one you want to do, and then don't look back, brother. Just do it.
That's my problem. I always want to do the right one.
You always second-guess yourself, Robert. Good. Don't second-guess yourself. Just do it.
But actually, I did do some research last night, and I knew about the fast food. I had some fast food, and I started taking some of that last night.
Oh, good.
So I'm glad you mentioned the fast food. I didn't know you knew about that.
Oh, yeah. And then if you can handle the sugar, you could do a lot of apple juice. Some people have a difficult time. I never could. Too much sugar for me. But So why don't you do it in the report?
Yeah, I'm still afraid, though, because, when you talk to the medical doctors, a lot of those guys don't like to talk about it. And then we'll wrap this up. And the reason is they've heard and known people who had the gallstone caught in the bile duct, and, man, you're in big trouble then. You got to go in surgery or whatever. So they always, I'm not sure if they know something that we don't know, and it's not a good idea, and that's why I won't mention his name. Doc M talked about it that way, and then when you talk to the other people on the internet and everything, they're like, nah, don't worry about it, I gotta go fall out.
I gotta go.
End up in emergency room.
In my opinion, is docs these days, Robert, have to do a thing called standard of care, and that's a standard of care that they have to follow, otherwise they can lose their license. And so if you go in there and talk about your liver, your gallbladder, they cannot say, do a liver gallbladder flush. They cannot.
If something happened.
No, not even that. They just can't even say it. It's just not standard of care. They can get in trouble for it. I guess some of them do, you know, but you can't do it. You just can't do it. They control this game, you know, they control it. Dr. Massey taught me about standard of care.
And Andrew Moritz said a lot. I wanted to recap a few things. Hey, would you buy a Bitcoin now?
If I had $600, I'd probably buy something else, but not a Bitcoin, no. But I think they're going to go.
Is that what they are now?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
You're only $600?
No, I'm sorry. $6,000. Sorry.
$6,000.
Sorry.
What?
Yeah.
$6,000.
That's right. But they were $20,000, 6 months ago.
Oh, now that you put it that way, they're on sale.
They're on sale. That's right. That's right. They're on sale.
Now that you put it that way.
They're on sale. They're on sale. That's right.
But Andy still, he ain't no believer in that stuff, huh?
No. You know, he's a...
He don't like that.
He's a hard money guy. He likes real hard money. And, you know, it's just like going to Vegas. I mean, there's no substance here. It's just like playing the slots. You know, it's just all gambling, so... I'm not real interested myself.
And what did you think about the ozone interview, Tom Lowe? I never heard of him. I don't know where he popped up.
Yeah, he's been around. Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah, you know, I've never been that interested in ozone myself, but, you know, I think a lot of people like it. I know that Dr. Nunley uses it for his dental thing, and he really thinks it's important. But, you know, it's a special thing that he does, you know, before you do a cavitation and then do ozone or a cap or something like that.
Yeah, they're just, my dentist does it too. He's down here, you know, in Glarus, and they just have a little generator in their office, and
yeah,
they bubble the water, they squirt it in, but they're not sticking it in your vein and ultraviolet radiation. Although I've had a auto hemotherapy. I did the DIV myself, but I probably did too much and burned out a couple veins. After that show, I did me a rectal insufflation because I know how to do that. You know, it's not complicated, and I got the good equipment, the oxygen and everything. And the next morning, I tested my oxygen level before I did some exercise, and it was like 99. I couldn't believe it. I'm wondering if that's what did it, or I'm reporting in on the incline bed therapy. I'm on the incline bed therapy now for 3 weeks.
Yeah. So what is your oxygen? What do you normally look at it?
You know, I'd say about 96.
Really?
Something like that.
Really?
And then I've got that oxygen bag, that one that Mark Serkis was talking about that you were kind of interested in, you know, pumping up the big bag with the oxygen concentrator and breathing it while you're exercising.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
remember that interview?
Yeah, did you get that?
Yeah, I had it even before that because Dr. Tennant was promoting it. It's called Live-O-2.
Yeah.
And so after you breathe the oxygen for about 15 minutes at about 85, 90%, the oxygen would go up to 98%. And I always hate to bring Dr. Massey in, but I have to say it for credibility that I'm not making it up, and I got a lot in common with him, kind of like he has with others. I remember him saying on that interview that you have on YouTube where Dr. Massey said his blood oxygen, he could never get up from 94, and he would see these old people coming in with 98. Remember the interview you posted mm-hmm. on there? Mm-hmm. And then he said after the incline bed therapy, his circulation, varicose veins have improved. He was talking about his dad had him. He had him. His oxygen was up to 98 or 99. On the next time he's on, I'm going to call in and ask him.
Yeah, he'll be here in a couple of weeks. Well, Robert, for me, I've done incline bed therapy, forever, like 6 years? I don't know. I don't even remember when we did it. And mine's always 99.
When did you learn from Andrew Fletcher?
Yeah. And I'm always 99.
Four years ago, he was on.
And I don't do anything extra for oxygen except I'm a 99.
So, okay.
So, I don't know. I think you just exercise and eat good food, and you should be 99.
Right. Well, you do the rebounding and a bunch of other stuff, so not everybody's 99. You know, I mean.
99. 99. Yeah. Is that the Beatles too? 99.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe the incline thing just really does do that. I'm not sure.
You got your 6 inches?
What, baby?
You got your bed 6 inches or higher?
6 inches, yeah.
You slide down a little bit?
Oh, every now and then you'll find yourself, but it's not a, you know, just slide back up. I just put put some books under there and got 6 inches. Yeah, you guys could go to Andrew Fletcher's Facebook page, and he's got a lot of stuff on there, incline bed therapy, and he's got quite a few anecdotal things that people say they really like it. You know, they really like it.
Oh, you got people that say they had MS.
Really?
Aches and pains. And, yeah, they must have been in really bad shape. And and so what did you think of Martin Paul? Anything new you picked up on there? This was all about EMFs. I didn't know he was. Remember, what did he talk a lot about? Anything pop out that you remember him saying?
Anything pop? Well, he just added more fuel to the fire of how dangerous these things are, Robert. They're just really dangerous. Very dangerous.
How they disturb the bacteria, and everybody's worried about all this 5G. And Yeah, yeah, I'm just kicking it around. I'm not paranoid about this stuff. I'm in the real world.
That's all right. That's all right. That's what open phones are for.
Just seeing what's going on.
I mean, you should listen to it and listen to it carefully. And boy, I tell you, according to him, and he's got the science, peer-reviewed studies, these things really frump up your cells, your mitochondria, and they mess with the bacteria, as Dr. Cowden talks about, right? He was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So they mess up a lot of important stuff, and so, not good. So I'm going to try to stay out in the country and where they don't do the 5G thing, and I don't know if we'll ever be able to stay away from them. I don't know what they're going to do out in the country.
Switching gears last night, I was listening to Coast, and they had a big interview about that lawsuit with Monsanto going on.
Oh, the one that we did? The interview we did?
No. This was on Coast to Coast.
I know, but the same interview, the same lawsuit we talked about?
Who did you talk to about that?
Well, okay, whatever. We talked about that on the show. And it's out in California. It's a class action, over 400 people. And they're making some headway. We talked to one of the top journalists covering it. Name escapes me at the moment, but we talked to her.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the guy's name. He was on last night. So you had a whole show on it.
Yes, we did.
Oh, I missed that one. Recently? I'll go through the archives.
Let me pull up Monsanto here, Robert, and see. Monsanto, see if it comes up.
Yeah, his name's on the tip of my tongue.
Well, this was a lady, so maybe they were talking to...
Oh, yeah.
And maybe they're talking to the attorney or something, one of the attorneys.
You're talking to the woman about the jaw stuff, the jaws?
I'm sorry?
Okay, forget it. Skip that.
So many shows. Let me put in glyphosate, see if the lady, so I can give you her name. Glyphosates. There. No.
And I bet Stephanie Seneff is licking her chops, man. She's probably, I'm surprised they ain't got her up as a witness, man. I'd like to see her on the witness stage testifying or something, man.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Boy, we're going to do a show next week that I'll plug here and from Scott Tennant of that organization that looks at this stuff, you know. He just got back from Europe, and he says, I'll plug the show here. I think it's going to be next Thursday. Check this
Scott
out.
Scott Tennant?
Scott. Scott Tips. I'm sorry, Scott Tips.
Yeah, because Tennant. Yeah.
Scott Tips, and he says, he just got back from a big Codex thing in Europe, and wanted to come on the show because he says he's a Health Federation president. There was a victory at Codex over dangerous vet drug use in your food. Wow. So that's something they must have made some headway with the pet food. Oh, no. Vet drug in their food. I'll have to find out what he's talking about. Anyway, he said there's been some really good movements against Merck, so. You know, maybe we're gaining on them. Okay, kid, I'm going to go here. Going to move along.
All right.
Okay. Let us know how your little gallbladder things come out.
Yep. Okay.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Let us know. Let us know if they come out. Previously with Brandon Amalani of Shen Blossom, talking about our very special ginseng.
And you don't want something that's been corrupted coming into your body, like the ginseng is a super important example of that. You know, when you're using aggressive alcohols and solvents, it has a strange effect with ginseng, in the sense that when you're not only over processing it but putting it in really aggressive alcohols, what's going to happen is that you're going to flip the chemistry on some of the androgenic. Naturally, it's androgenic. It's going to basically protect the telomeres and add life to the body and protect the genetic replication of the cells, but it's also going to boost the androgens and boost the male hormones in the body. But if you incubate it in really aggressive alcohol, it flips those to become estrogenic. Now, estrogens, phytoestrogens, are not necessarily bad in balance, but you really don't want that with your ginseng, especially if you're getting like a really high quality, a really old root, something that's very special. You want to like treat it with care and make sure it's delivering what ginseng has to offer.
Just a short clip from Brandon talking about the way they do the ginseng. just to give you a better idea of where this company is coming from, the quality and the ethics. Brandon and the Shen Blossom link on OneRadioNetwork.com. We're with Daniel Vitalis of Sir Thrival. New product, Taboo. Can I guess what that's about?
Yeah, Taboo is our first aphrodisiac elixir. I like to think of it as a chocolate liqueur. Not only rich in chocolate and vanilla and maple, but all of these different herbs which help seduce the senses and help to plump up erectile tissue in the body. There are standardized extracts of epimedium. You've probably heard of that, called horny goatweed. And then ashwagandha as well. But there's also morapuama, tribulus, maca, and a good dose of elk antler in there as well. Now, the idea is that it works in the short term to enhance libido and enhance the engorgement of erectile tissue, both in men and women. But it also works long term, optimizing your sex hormones to increase libido in the long game as well.
Well, that sounds fun, doesn't it? Why not get one for her and one for him? And all Sir Thrival products are on sale. And of course, this new one, Taboo, as well. Okay, let's forget about that part because that's an ancient one. It's not on sale, but it's available at all Sir Thrival links. I mentioned this Pearlseum. Really, just trust me. Just trust me on this. Just, you've listened to me for a long time. Just trust me and get some and brush your teeth with it. And then you email me and say, OMG. Oh my goodness. This is a Pearlseum, and it's a pure pearl that they get into a powdered form without smashing all the molecules and the structure and all that fun stuff like that. And then you can just use your toothpaste and whatever else you want to do, and then just wet your toothbrush and either sprinkle some of the caps on your toothbrush or they have a little spoon if you get the powder, and dab it on there and then brush your teeth with it. Amazing. My teeth look better than they have even when I was just on the pure Dr. Ali protocol, that I was just some kind of sparkle and hardness to them. And it's not just calcium, but you can add it to your toothpaste. You can do it extra. It's got a lot of different minerals in there, and also what they call target proteins. And you can listen to the show with Dr. Zhu. I think it's Zhu XI. If you put that in our thing, you'll find her and listen to it. And she talks about it. Man, I tell you what, I just was so amazed when I did this. And just, you're going to love it. You're just going to love it. Just trust Patrick here. Just trust him. Her name is Rulin XIU Zhu. Rulin XIU. Pearlseum. And brush your toothies with that. And email me. Let me know. Oh my goodness. Let's see what's going on here. What mask did you use when you defogged your home with the Living Streams probiotics products? Oh, I didn't use any masks, but Wayne recommends that you do get the canister ones. He kind of likes to err on the conservative side of this. He doesn't want you getting too much of this stuff breathing in, because you don't know how much mold is in your lungs, if any. And so, just use your best judgment, whatever you feel. I didn't use any, and I did fine. But I've been doing a lot of cool, silly stuff for my health for many years. So everybody's different. People have different things going on. But I don't think a painter's mask or anything like that's going to do anything, according to Wayne. If you really want to stop it from going in, you got to get the canisters, which I don't know if you want to go through that expense, but to be totally, absolutely safe, that's what Wayne recommends. He's going to be here on Tuesday, and we have a bunch of questions for him already, but if you'd like to ask him a question, just email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com, and we will ask him your question. Hi, Patrick. I would like to ask you and Robert. Oh, Robert's gone, but yeah, I'll answer. What are your experiences with the Tenet biomodulator? Oh, I've used it a lot, John. I think it's a great little unit. I got one years ago when we were doing commercials for them. They're kind of pricey, but we made a deal for doing commercials. The reason I got it, and I use it a lot. You know, they have different things you can have. They have these little probes that you can use in acupuncture points. They have something that you can actually put on your liver. Robert was talking about the liver. You could put that thing, Robert. Yeah, I know you've got one, Robert. So what I would do, Robert, I know you're still listening probably, is just put that biomodulator. I think you could do it on the Infinity one. Yeah. And just put that on your liver gallbladder for a lot before you do your flush. A lot. Every day, every night. You could put a patch on there, man. I would just jazz it up. I would get that voltage going in that liver gallbladder as much as I can. And then if I were going to do a flush, after I did the oil, Robert, I would then go ahead and put the biomodulator on your liver or your gallbladder after you do your oil when you lay down. Put it on there. Yeah, I mean, it just brings voltage up into the organs. Very powerful. Their technology is real. And so that's what a biomodulator does. So you can use it on pain. And I mean, if you got the bucks and you want to do something special for your health, totally. Totally. Yeah. Totally. Totally. Oh, here's some Corn writes in. Here's a lecture of Robert Knight, PhD, on gut microbiomes. Fascinating. Oh, I'll watch that. Anthony writes in that he went to two different dentists. He's got a tooth, and one says that the tooth is fine, and the other guy says that the tooth is dying and need to come out. Oh, my goodness. And I emailed him. I was trying to give him some ideas. Yeah, that's a shame when you can actually go to two professionals like that and he can tell you totally different. I don't know, maybe now you got to go to a third. He told me he got two wisdom teeth out and had a sinus infection, and I queried him on if they did it kind of the Hal Huggins way. And it's real important when you get your tooth pulled or if you get a root canal out that you do some real specific things according to Huggins and Dr. Nunley, because if your jaw doesn't clot up really nice and you don't have a nice solid blood clot, you can get a cavitation. And those guys are not good. They're just not good. I'm thinking about even going in and doing it's been a long time, 10 years, just doing that cone x-ray that Dr. Nunley has. They're very pinpointed, very little x-ray exposure, and just kind of look at everything and make sure none of these cavitations came back. And they can come back. And you could have a silent little infection thing going on in your body and never know it, really, until it got carried away. But anyway, so a few things that Dr. Nunley does and the Huggins-approved dentists do is when you get a tooth pulled or root canal out, the first thing you do is you don't go driving around in your car and jiggle around because it can screw up the blood clot. Huggins had a 3-mile rule. He said, don't go any further than 3 miles and go slow. And Dr. Nunley puts people up in a hotel a couple miles away or a mile away from his place in Marble Falls when they come in, or they have them go home and just be gentle. Then he also has you sleep with your head above your chest. So I don't know if the inclined bed therapy would be enough, but I remember... I'll be right with you on hold. Stay there. I actually slept, with the pillows against the headboard and slept in a sitting up position. He said that's a good idea, and that helps the blood clot to clot. And what else did he do? And then, of course, he uses ozone and stuff like that. So, you got to be careful with these things. They're very expensive, and God love them. There's quite a few dentists that call themselves biological dentists that don't have the technology like we've been blessed to learn because of our relationships that we've built up over 10 years and done a lot of shows with a lot of dentists. We have a whole dental section. So if you're unsure about finding a dentist or what you'll do, what you might do, and what your options are, just go on our website. Let me lead you to it, and then we'll get to the phone. If you go to the show, all shows by category, and then we have a dental section. Come on, work. Then we have a dental section under D, dental healing, boom. And you'll just see a plethora. Al Dannenberg, see, he popped in there from yesterday. Pretty cool. Paul Ehrlich, Dr. Ellie Phillips, Gerald Smith, Stuart Nunley, Ellie Phillips again, Open Phones, we talked a lot about it. Dory Bridgard, DDS, Europe. Jerry Cortola, Linda Garcia, Gerald Smith again, Bob Dowling, he's the first guy that I talked to. Lena Garcia again, Judette Benoit in Canada, all kinds of. Lots with Dr. Nunley, Gerald Smith has been a lot. Then you go back older, you'll find Dr. Hal Huggins in there, and you'll get a real education. Lots of them. Larry Lytle. Oh, he's a fellow that did the Q laser, Larry Lytle. He just got convicted to 12 years in prison for selling that laser.